This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, toll free, 800-259-9231, and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We are kicking off this, the Thursday edition, hour number one, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, we got lots of stuff. Soda Pop is under fire. People proposing taxation, especially for Soda Pop.
Well, it's dangerous stuff, you know.
We'll tell you about that. Also, a hero rescued two people from a burning car and was subsequently arrested himself after that. We'll explain why and how outrageous that is. And also, cop-related news. We got a guy that was shot, a young man who was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer for not paying his bill at IHOP. We'll give you the details there. Man, which I know you've got
to pay that bill.
You've got something. What do you got in your little stack tonight?
I've got several of them. I have, it looks like Berkeley is, a court has ruled that the city of Berkeley can withdraw a Cub Scouts rent subsidy because they're, you know, they have no gay rules. Men's rights group is suing because of discrepancies in the, you know, the rights that people have during abortion.
I don't understand what you mean. Let's start with that one. What are you talking
okay.
about?
Essentially, they're, you know, it's the National Center for Men has prepared a lawsuit nicknamed Roe v. Wade for Men to be filed Thursday in U.S. District Court in Michigan on behalf of a 25-year-old computer programmer ordered to pay child support for his ex-girlfriend's daughter. The suit addresses the issue of male reproductive rights, contending that a lack of such rights violates the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. If a pregnant woman can choose among abortion, adoption, or raising a child, a man involved in any unintended pregnancy should have the choice of declining the financial responsibilities of fatherhood. And this is something I've contended for some time, is it's not a fair setup. Currently, a woman, if she gets, you know, can decide what she wants to do with the child from, you know, point of conception to about 4.5 months in most states. So she has 4.5 months to make up her mind and knows what's going on. The guy, his choices end at point of conception, and he just has to do whatever she says. So he has to pay for half the child, or you know, he has to go along with, you know, I mean, obviously he can't carry a child to term. So
obviously not, which is why she gets more choices, because she's doing all the work.
But what about, does it seem fair to you that she can decide, well, I'd like to have a baby or not have a baby, and then when she decides that she does want to have one, that he has to pay for it?
He doesn't get to make those. He stuck it in, dude.
And she let him. It's an equal 50-50 deal up to that point. It stops being 50-50 at the point of conception.
And what these
then
guys,
it's all 100%.
No, wait, is this a court case that's going on right now, or has it been decided already?
It's going to be filed. It was filed today.
And I heard you say something in there about unintended pregnancies. This is what it's applying to? Is that what it says? Unintended?
It does say it applies to unintended pregnancies.
How are you supposed to determine that? If you're a guy and you've knocked some girl up, and she decides that she wants to take the kid through to term, and she wants to have the baby, and you claim, well, this is unintended. We didn't mean to have this kid. The condom broke. Well, who's going to believe you, and why is it that we should believe you?
Well, the question there is, you know, you ask the father, what was your intention?
And my intention was to have sex.
Absolutely.
And not have a kid.
And there's a lot of guys that have, a lot of women, too, that have that intention. I intend to have sex. Now, who knows what her intention was.
What if her intention was to have a kid?
I don't, unless she expressed that intention, then she is being, you know, she's being untruthful.
Untruthful. It doesn't seem to be an issue to me. If you're having sex, there's a chance a baby's going to be made.
Correct.
And so, therefore,
it's completely fair if there was no such thing as abortion. But there is. So now you're in a world where it's not fair because he doesn't get to make a decision after the point of conception, and she does.
But I don't see why you're calling that unfair. Again, it's her body. She's the one carrying the baby.
It's my wallet.
Well, shouldn't have had sex with her.
She
then.
Shouldn't have either.
Well, she's allowed to have sex with you because you're the one that probably wanted it, even if she wanted it and she seduced you, it still was your choice to go through with the action. If you hadn't gone through with it, there would never have been a baby in your name.
She gets to choose whether or not to kill my child.
Yes, she does.
She gets to make that choice.
Yeah.
And she gets
to
decide.
Are you suggesting you should be able to choose whether or not the child lives or dies as the man?
I'm suggesting as the man that I get to go to the courthouse and absolve my paternity claims.
Just because you say so, you should be able to get out of paying for a baby that you made?
She can just go to Planned Parenthood and take care of it.
You mean get rid of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. And that would make it so you didn't have to pay for anything. So what's wrong with that?
But she doesn't have to. So I should be able to have a quote-unquote legal abortion.
Wait, she doesn't have to what?
She doesn't have to get an abortion.
That's right.
She has choices.
Of course.
I do not.
For you. I don't understand why you want... How you think you can get choices over somebody else's body.
I don't intend to have choices over their body.
You just want to be able to bail out on responsibility.
I intend to have choice. You know what? If she wants to have the child without my say-so, then she should be able to carry the child to term.
And you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Correct.
Why?
She should be notified that I'm having an abortion.
You know what? You might have a leg to stand on, Manwich, if you had a signed agreement before you actually had the sex. For instance, if you had a sex contract or a baby contract, and before you had the sex, you and this girl signed the agreement that said, if in the event of pregnancy, I have the option to choose not to be the daddy. You could have that in a contract, in which case then I would say, yes, Manwich, you shouldn't have to pay for this baby. There's a contract right there that says you shouldn't have to. But if you have sex with a girl and she gets pregnant, you shouldn't be able to just say, forget it, I don't want to pay for this baby.
She implicitly has that choice that you're talking about in the contract. She gets to decide whether or not she wants to be a mommy. I do not have that choice implicitly under the current system. She decides whether or not she wants to be a mommy, and I go along with it.
She also has periods, and you don't have periods, too. Do you want to equalize that as well? I don't understand why you think that you can just bail out on having a kid.
I'm
being responsible for a kid.
Why
don't you make yourself a contract, Manwich?
I don't need a contract. I'm married. The point that I'm making here is it is unfair. Abortion, this new science, has created a discrepancy in how it works.
Uh-huh.
And she gets to choose my destiny.
So you're saying,
I don't get to choose.
I just want to understand this. You're saying because she has the option to have an abortion, you should have the option to bail out. That's what you're saying? That's how you're equalizing things?
Correct.
So if
she can bail, I can't.
Okay, so if there was no abortion option, you wouldn't say you should have an option to bail out at that point.
Correct.
I want to hear what you think about this, especially the ladies out there. 800-259-9231. As you know, if you are a lady and you call in, we put you to the front of the call line. And, of course, guys as well. You're saying this is a male issue, right? You're saying this is something that guys want?
It seems fair to me. I don't understand why some guys wouldn't want it.
Well, I would think that guys should take responsibility for their actions instead of crying to mommy government.
Then why shouldn't women have to take responsibility for their actions and have to take the child's
Because it's their body, and they should be able to control what's
it's
in their
my
body.
My wallet, and I have to decide, and I should be able to decide whether or not I pay for
your
a child.
Your decision, sir, was when you had sex.
Absolutely. Then hers should be, too. So that's fair.
So you're saying we should get rid of abortion now. Is that what you're saying?
I'm only saying it should be fair. If we're going to have abortion, then it should be fair. If she wants to carry, she should be notified if she wants to carry the child to term after she knows that I've had a legal abortion.
Okay.
I hate that term. I don't know what it, let's call it a nullification of a paternity.
So you're saying that if she decides she wants to carry the child to term, you should be able to say, no, I don't want to, and bail out. So basically you're saying guys should just be able to go around and have sex with girls and just say, sorry, don't want to pay for this. That's what you're saying, right?
Can women go around and have sex with guys and say, I don't want to have a child?
Yes, they can.
Okay. There you go.
But they're the ones carrying the kids. They're the ones doing all the work, man. Which they're the ones who are at risk during the abortion.
And I'm the one who has to pay for it for 18 years.
800-259-9231. I think you're just you're trying to avoid responsibility here, man. Which that's how I feel about this.
No more than she would be.
1-800-259-9231, except she has to actually go through a process in order to get out of having the kid, whereas all you're saying is you just want to be able to just put your hand up and say, okay, I'm done with this. 800-259-9231, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives on our website. 11 months worth of them. You can go and get them for free right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. Take advantage of it, because all those other talk shows, they want you to pay for their archives. We give them away. freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, we're in the midst of what I think is a pretty darn controversial issue, Manwich.
It certainly is, and I've held this belief for a long time, and people are crazed by it.
Let me see if I can understand it, because it kind of irks me a little bit. Let me see if I understand this correctly. You can correct me if I'm wrong. You're saying that women who are pregnant have the choice of having an abortion, taking the child to term and keeping it for themselves, or giving it up for adoption.
Correct. They have three choices for the first 4.5 months or so of the pregnancy.
Okay. And you're telling me that you believe that because a woman can have an abortion, because a woman can bail out, if you will, on the pregnancy, that the man involved, the father, should also have the ability to bail out of the pregnancy. You're saying the father should also be able to choose to just say, okay, look, if you want to take this thing to term, I'm out of here. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. He should be able to, just like they can go to Planned Parenthood and abort the child, he should be able to go to the courthouse and relinquish his paternity, as it were. And doesn't have to. Then he wouldn't have to pay for the child, just like she doesn't have to pay for the child if she aborts it.
I think it's pretty outrageous. You're suggesting that men should just be able to go around and have sex all over the place and just be able to absolve themselves from all responsibility. That's what you're saying.
Funny, that's what women can do.
I think it's outrageous. Well, women have the extra added responsibility of having the physical process of having a baby and going through the process of having an abortion. And so, therefore, in return for that extra responsibility, they get more choices. Let's talk to Robert, though, first. Let's go to Robert in California. Ladies, I definitely want to hear from you on this one, 800-259-9231. But, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Yep, I'm not quite ready to rescind my letter to Manwich, but he is being a little more libertarian on this issue than you are today.
Please explain.
That doesn't usually happen.
That's true, it doesn't. I would definitely say that a man has a moral obligation to take care of his child.
I
don't think he has a legal obligation. And what you're saying is that we should enforce some sort of, you know, legal code where he's absolutely responsible regardless of the circumstance.
Well, man, if we're going to have laws about this stuff, and that's actually not what I'm saying. If I had my druthers, I would say that there shouldn't be any laws in regards to this, and men that are deadbeat dads should be ostracized. Okay, so that's if I had my way, that's the way I'd prefer it. Since we do have laws, and men and women are supposed to take care of the kids that they have together, I don't think it's fair to allow a man to just bail out on a kid that he creates.
Again, I agree with you morally, but legally speaking, I mean, we shouldn't. Manwich isn't saying that, you know, he should bail out and then, you know, society should love him for it. He's saying that, legally speaking, he shouldn't be responsible for the child. There's nothing there that says he can't be ostracized by the rest of society.
Mm-hmm. All right. Robert, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231.
So what about a guy who is using a condom, has had a vasectomy, and the woman still gets pregnant? I mean, he's done everything that he can do. Them's the breaks.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not a
risk you take. You would use a condom if you've had a vasectomy, I don't know. But if you've had a vasectomy,
set up a scenario.
Since I've had a vasectomy, I can speak from a bit of experience here.
Well, you could be concerned about venereal disease.
Yeah, that's true. But you can also test beforehand. But anyway,
who tests?
I would.
People, okay.
I wouldn't. I don't like having protected sex. So I would test.
So have you tested? Have you had every woman that you've had sex with tested? All two of them?
No.
There you go. You sound damn big there talking for a minute.
I'm just saying I would
ridiculous,
test.
That's why.
But anyway, I don't even know where I was going with that.
I don't even know why anybody would have sex with you. That's
vasectomies. So yes, if you get a vasectomy, the odds of it actually reconnecting, the odds of the tubage in there actually getting back together and making you sexually capable of having a baby is so slim.
Oh, sure.
In fact, the longer you go after the vasectomy, the less likely it becomes. And after 5 years, there's no way it could possibly.
I've heard a story of a guy that this happened to.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know whether I believe his story or not,
right,
because it's so outrageous that he had a vasectomy and still had a child afterwards. But, you know, he was responsible for paying for that child. I think that he was happy to. But at the same time, it's got to be a bit of a surprise. And I don't see why a woman should be able to have choices, lots of choices, for the first 4.5 months of a pregnancy, and the guy just has to sit there and go, I hope she chooses what I want her to choose.
The reason why is because it's her body. She gets, she has extra choices. I mean, do you want to make it so that there's some sort of law that we pass that mandates that men have multiple orgasms? Because there's just differences between men and women, Manwich. It's just there are some differences. We're not the same.
But now, you're talking about differences that God gave us, you know, so like starting differences. God didn't give us abortion, okay?
Well,
abortion is new.
If you believe in God.
So laws have to be passed to equalize for science.
If you believe in God, you can also say that he gave women the ability to have babies and men just the ability to help create them. And so, therefore, there's still
so it's 49-51, and I should be able to back out if I don't want to.
I think it's irresponsible of you. 800-259.
I would say that it probably is somewhat irresponsible, but at the same time, I think it's hard-headed of her to have a child that I wouldn't necessarily want to have. Personally, if I get somebody pregnant, I don't want my child killed. That's what I want, but I certainly don't have any choice in that arena. I should at least be able to say, I don't want to have responsibility for this child.
Thank goodness. Finally, a lady calling in on this. Kate in Virginia. Kate, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hello. Just to state for the record, there is no easy answer to any of this.
Okay.
But the other sticky situation, is as manager was starting to allude to, was what if they get pregnant and they've taken precautions and they still get pregnant? She wants to end the pregnancy, but he'd like to raise the child. He has no rights at all.
Zippo.
What would you propose in that case? Should he be able to collect 18 years of child support payments because he wanted the kid?
Or should he be able to force her to carry that baby to term so he can raise it on his own?
I'm of the opinion in that particular circumstance that you can't choose what somebody else, you know, you shouldn't be able to choose what somebody else is going to do. And she has a choice.
Good.
But all I'm saying is that I should be able to choose just like she's able to choose. Because it's fair.
Do you think that's fair, Kate, that the guy should just be able to choose to bail out and not have any responsibility for the kid that he helped create?
I think if he bails out early, like, say, the 4.5-month period, and he signs away all parental rights, he can't see that child.
Correct.
At all.
Right.
Ever. Never
ever.
Gets to meet him, can't visit the holidays, no pictures, you know, no Christmas cards.
Don't you think
now he should be able to talk to the mother about that, but I don't see why she would agree.
I agree. No, and I see what you're saying, Kate, and I think that that would be possible if the woman agreed to that. You know, if he wanted to bail out and
I know a woman who agreed to that because he was like, oh, yeah, this is all great, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And then, like, 8.5 months of the pregnancy, he's like, I can't do this. And she's like, well, then you can't ever see him.
Right. And then in that case, I would put an agreement together where he and the woman would sign an agreement that would, you know, specify that he is no longer allowed to have contact with the kid. I think the best way to head all this off at the pass would be to have some sort of an agreement up front.
Oh, you'd have to have some sort of, I mean, you'd have to have some sort of binding contract between the two parents.
Kate, thank you for the input. We appreciate hearing from you. More Free Talk Live coming up. Take control of the airwaves.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki. It's our newest feature on our website. Totally created and edited and maintained by the listeners. It's full of all kinds of different information about Free Talk Live, about some of the issues that we discuss, about the hosts, about some of the callers, and whatever you want to add to it because you're in control of it at the wiki. That's wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, man, so let's move from babies to guns.
Okay. Well, it's a poor combination, just so you know. It's bad. Don't give the babies any guns.
No. Well, apparently Boston, according to one of our emailers here sending us a news article, according to Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, he doesn't want anybody to have guns. Top law enforcement officials in Boston lashed out at the federal government and neighboring states yesterday, saying that lax gun laws are causing Boston streets to be flooded with illegal firearms. The mayor said, "The federal government's no longer a partner with us. We need strong national policy when it comes to guns." He was criticizing the lack of funds for crime fighting and the federal, federal gun laws. The press conference was held to unveil a new billboard on the Massachusetts Turnpike, sponsored by the nonprofit organization Stop Handgun Violence. According to the state law enforcement officials, at least 50% of guns used in Massachusetts crimes are from other states with less stringent laws, like New Hampshire.
And Vermont.
And apparently Maine as well, and they named Georgia for some reason. The 252...
Because all those people slipping across the border from Georgia into Massachusetts.
The 252-foot billboard singles out Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Georgia, which do not require background checks when people purchase guns at venues such as gun shows and flea markets. How outrageous is it that someone with a car and some cash can jump on 95 North and drive for 45 minutes to New Hampshire, walk into a gun show, and buy a firearm with no criminal background check? Said Suffolk County District Attorney.
I don't think it's outrageous at all.
No, that would sound like a freedom issue. It sounds like that person's free to go buy a handgun.
I mean, a lot more cars kill people in the United States than guns do. Isn't it outrageous? Isn't it outrageous that they can go into Boston proper and buy themselves
a car,
big giant rolling death machine,
2-ton weapon?
I mean.
And they could go and buy some alcohol too and combine the two.
There you go. It could happen.
It does happen. So anyway, going on here, so this bureaucrat...
Probably not on the same day too often.
This bureaucrat who said that was standing in front of a table of guns that had been confiscated by area police. Live free or die, indeed, he says. Problem is, it's our young people in Boston who are doing the dying. Oh, well, wait a minute. Let's extract what
they're probably doing the killing, too.
Well, now, wait. Let's just extract what he just said. Live free or die, indeed. He's making fun of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But then he says it's our young people in Boston who are doing the dying. So, therefore, if they're dying... What does that mean?
That I don't know.
Well, live free or die, right?
They're not living free?
Right.
I see.
So you're just pointing out, Mr. Bureaucrat, that your kids in Boston and in the state of Massachusetts are less free, and so therefore they're dying as a result of gun violence. Where are all the kids dying in New Hampshire? I mean, if indeed there's so much terrible guns coming out of New Hampshire, wouldn't you think there'd also be horrible amounts of gun violence in New Hampshire?
Right. I mean, if guns are so dangerous and you can actually carry one on your hip in Vermont and New Hampshire, then shouldn't people be dying in droves?
Right.
I mean, oh, you know, disputes in the street.
Right.
I mean, what? I don't get it.
You shortchanged me. Pow.
No.
It doesn't happen. In fact, New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine are three of the safest states in the Union.
Explain that, Mr. Mayor.
Well, we can explain it easily. It's because they have the liberty to possess and use their firearms.
I would agree with that. I doubt he would.
Of course. He says the country needs stronger federal gun trafficking and tracing regulations. Last year, Boston's murder count reached its highest in 10 years. The officials gathered yesterday said without stronger gun laws in the neighboring states and federal support, Boston will continue to struggle. So it's all New Hampshire's fault, apparently. That's what they're saying. They're saying that all the gun violence in Boston and in Massachusetts is the fault of New Hampshire, is the fault of people in New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine.
Ridiculous.
It's outrageous. The final quote from the mayor in this case, until the folks down in Washington give us a helping hand, we're not going to be doing the job that we should be doing. Oh, you poor, poor little thing. What, you can't handle your own problems? You can't handle your own state's issues? You have to go crying to big mommy federal government in Washington, D.C. for tougher laws and extra money?
I mean, you're the mayor. You should be able to handle this.
Yeah. Why don't you do what, I think one of them actually proposed, I don't think it was the mayor, I think it was the governor of Massachusetts who proposed some sort of checkpoints at the borders.
Good Lord.
Why don't you do that? Crack down. Go ahead. It's your state. Have a blast. Pass all sorts of draconian gun laws.
That's very irresponsible. What you're saying is you're just giving up the freedom of the people in Massachusetts because you think that everybody who wants
freedom. They're the ones who are giving up their freedoms. They're the ones voting for these jerks.
Not
I don't feel
all
sorry for them. Well, the ones that aren't should move up north.
See?
That's right.
No,
that's
we should
answer.
Protect people's
vote
freedoms
for your
everywhere.
Feet. Vote with your feet. Forget about fighting against all these rabid socialists, because apparently it's a losing proposition. We're losing our freedoms left and right, man. Which
I'm going to forgive you for that, because it's clear that you're out of your mind. But
Wait. Out of my mind? Vote with your feet? That's what we're doing. We're leaving Florida to go to New Hampshire because there's more freedom there. We want to get more freedom.
People should be able to enjoy freedom everywhere.
Yes, they should.
And
unfortunately, they're fighting against people that don't want freedom.
That's true.
And they are a lot more active about how they don't want freedom. And they are more willing to go out and go to rallies and go and protest and buy 252-foot billboards to promote their messages. Where's
right.
the 252-foot pro-liberty billboard in Massachusetts? What's the Libertarian Party doing? What's the Republican Liberty Caucus doing? What are all the liberty lovers in Massachusetts doing about this? Oh, they're too busy working, right? To pay taxes?
Zippo. Yeah.
I can't say I feel sorry for them. All of these things are happening under their nose. They could be doing... There's a lot of people in Massachusetts that apparently care about this. Carla Howell, the Libertarian that ran for president, ran for governor in Massachusetts, she had a provision
she
on...
She must have been soundly trounced.
She was. She had a provision on the ballot, though, that was to eliminate Massachusetts' income tax. And it almost passed. So there are people out there that agree with these ideas, but nobody's rallying them together. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Matthew.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I'm doing all right, but I gotta say that I'm voting with my feet. And,
you're crazy. You're crazy to vote with your feet. You should be able to just stay where you are and hope that everything gets better, says Emanuich.
Yeah, that would be nice, but the fact is the state is out of hand and there just isn't enough support for this for libertarian beliefs and, you know, liberty, period. It's just
So you've given up. You're moving up north.
Well, I feel like well, I've always wanted to live in New Hampshire anyway before I even became a Free State Project member. And
mm-hmm.
Does
that make you a quitter?
Yeah, it does make me a quitter. I'm quitting on this crazy socialist state I'm living in.
Well, at the same time, you're taking a brave move. I don't see that it makes anyone a quitter.
No, absolutely
well,
not.
My feeling is can I stay over?
Oba? The Massachusetts
as long as you don't
accent.
Talk funny.
Yeah, don't bring that accent back when we come back. Hang on. Hang on. 800-259-9231. So we're talking about Massachusetts. They're complaining that there's not enough gun laws in New Hampshire. We need more federal regulations. What do you think about that? 800-259-9231. Are there not enough gun laws, or are there way, way too many? This is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. See him here with you.
And Manwich.
Talking about guns in Boston. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All kinds of neat stuff on our website. You can sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. And then you'll be clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. So get on the updates list for free at updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to Matthew in Massachusetts, talking about the mayor of Boston complaining that, oh, there's not enough regulations, there's not enough control on weapons, and these New Hampshire, Vermont people, they're dangerous. They're buying guns without background checks and things like that. And he's claiming that it's because of New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine that they have gun violence in Boston. What do you think about that, Matthew? What did you have to say?
Total bunk. What it is we got these gangs who are fighting over drug territories, and it's drug violence. It's, you know, violence from drug prohibition, and you have these different gangs vying for like meth different like crack and stuff like that.
You know, a politician to say anything like that would be crazy. Like they would never say that. They would never say, "Well, it's this war on drugs that's causing all this violence."
I don't think they even realize that.
I don't think they do.
No, he's completely in the dark about it. I'm not sure if he's completely in the dark about it, but if not, he's not going to say anything about it either way. And you know, this just it's a simple fact that it is these gangs that are buying.
Right. So you've given up on Massachusetts. You feel like it's a lost cause. The state's been overwhelmed by socialists, and you're moving as part of the Free State Project into New Hampshire. Is that correct?
Right. And mm-hmm. I'm from Massachusetts. I grew up here, but it's time to take the fight for liberty to a state where there's a lot of other people that are also willing to fight for that.
You know, they're really going to get angry at us, those Massachusetts people. They're going to get really angry when we start repealing even more gun laws. I mean, there's not very many gun laws in New Hampshire, but when we start cutting back and we start refusing to obey the federal laws, they're really going to get ticked off, aren't they?
Yeah, and, you know, I got one of my best friends lives up there now, and he was just telling me, he's like, oh, you guys can't get up here fast enough. Because apparently there is a problem where we have some, in southern New Hampshire, there's a lot of people who, like I call them massive socialists, who are moving up there, and they're trying to make New Hampshire be like another Massachusetts.
Right, well, they're moving up because they like not having to pay sales tax, and they like the lower taxes in general, but yes, they're taking their socialist ideas with them, and they are enacting them, so we definitely
which
do
is only going
to
lead to a state income tax and all their little socialist things they want. I mean, the money doesn't...
Our smoking ban. Smoke ban, which is another big thing.
They're looking at that right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I believe they're... We're looking at it today as far as whether or not it was going to pass, so we'll keep you informed on that. Matthew, thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. And so he's right. There definitely needs to be a sense of urgency about the Free State Project, and that's why the First 1000 Pledge was created. We'll tell you more about the First 1000 Pledge, but we need to go to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
How's it going tonight, guys?
Hey, Bill. Going great. What's up?
I just wanted to comment, on the whole gun issue. I'm a gun dealer down here in Virginia.
Ah.
And we've actually wound up with some gun laws in our state because people in New York have complained that all of the guns that are used in crimes come from here in Virginia.
Really?
So that's kind of interesting.
Why is it that your state representatives are listening to people in New York? I don't understand.
I don't know. I suppose it's some kind of political thing. You know, they're trying to save face or whatever. They're like, believing the lies from people in New York and just want to look good to show that they're doing something. Like,
so what sort of regulations have they applied to you as a gun dealer?
Unless you have a concealed weapons carry permit, you're only allowed to buy one gun per month.
Oh, really?
Down here in Virginia.
That's an interesting law.
You can buy 100, 200 rifles and shotguns, many as you want. There's no restriction. But if you buy a handgun, which has a lot less power,
you can only
buy one a month.
How strange.
And, this isn't really where any of the gun, violence, if you want to use that term, comes from, is legally bought guns. It comes from stolen guns.
Of course.
People break into people's apartments all the time. We have people coming to the gun shop all the time saying, all my guns got stolen, somebody stole a gun out of my car, out of my house, out of my apartment, wherever. It's all stolen guns. They'll come into the gun shop and steal guns right out of the gun shop.
Sure, and the more...
That doesn't seem like a good idea, stealing anything from a gun shop.
Yeah, it doesn't, but they do try it. I guess some of these people are hopped up on something. And
yeah, well, the more gun laws you pass, the more restrictions that you pass on guns, the more it's going to become a part of the black market, or the gray market in this case, the more the gangs, the more the mafia is going to pick up on dealing weapons. The arms dealers out there aren't buying their guns through legitimate sources.
Oh, they're absolutely not, no.
Yeah, they're not going through the legitimate channels. They're not filling out any paperwork. They're buying their guns through the black market, and they're selling their guns on the black market, and that's where these people are acquiring them from.
Well, there shouldn't be any paperwork to begin with.
No,
there
shouldn't.
All of these people proposing all of these bans and stop checkpoints, they should all be either hanged for treason or fined under, the U.S. Code for conspiring to, deny people's rights under the color of law.
I would rather just get away from them. That's why I'm going to the Free State Project. I just want to get away from these people.
We can definitely try, things like that.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll work out.
Bill, as always, thanks for your time, man. Thanks.
And Bill,
call.
If somebody comes into your gun shop all hopped up on something, trying to steal things, I want you to hop them up on semi-wad cutters, would you?
We turn them away. I mean, as soon as we have anybody who looks suspicious come in, we're like, hey, man, see ya. Go
really?
Away.
Wow. Interesting.
We have that right.
Yes, it's your private property. You should be able to do what you want with it. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231, which is what the issue is, of course, when you boil it all down. Guns are a product, and when you create a gun, it's your property, and you should be able to sell it or trade it or give it away to whoever you want. It's your property.
Yeah.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And property is a big part of that. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Boston is freaking out about guns or whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. The Beatles sang Roll Over Beethoven, and millions of us roll over retirement funds. But when Rover rolls over, it's a dangerous trick. I'll tell you why when I come back. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Whoa, doggy. Vehicle rollovers number 250,000 each year and claim more than 10,000 lives. Need a reason to keep Rover? Range Rover, that is, on all fours? With a high center of gravity and narrow track width, that's the space between left and right tires, these puppies, SUVs, vans, and trucks, are twice as likely to roll over in a crash than an average car. Heavy loads and fast turns usually increase the chance of rollover during skidding. So before you embark on your next vehicle purchase, check out the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's rollover rating system. Could be your new leash on life. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, political issue, whatever's on your mind, personal problem, any issue, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and visit everything we have on our website for free. We give it all away to you, the bulletin board system, archives, updates, live streaming, and more. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, shop with us via our partnership over at Amazon.com. It's easy. You enter Amazon's site through our website by going to Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to Amazon's site, and you can do all your shopping. When you check out, we get a percentage of the sale. It's simple. So they send us a cut for sending them the business. And in case you aren't familiar with Amazon, they sell almost everything. I mean, everything from furniture to DVDs to electronics to baby stuff. It's all there.
Anything that's at a department store.
Yeah. Amazon, Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Your show, you take control. Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brett. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to share with you a police story.
All right.
Earlier today, I got home and I had to, I have like a, you know, subwoofer and amp in my trunk or whatever, and I had to fix one of the wires back there. So I opened the trunk and I set my keys down, closed the trunk, and then I remember my keys are still in there. All my doors are locked.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So I called the local police department. I just live in a small town, you know, so.
Don't you have AAA or the tow truck that you could have called?
Well, I was out in front of my house, so, I mean, it wasn't too big of a deal. Hmm. But I called the police department, and about 5 to 10 minutes later, they sent an officer, and she unlocked my door. But the thing was, she didn't ask any questions at all. She just, okay, sign your name right here. And all I was signing was that police department wasn't liable for any damages, you know?
You mean, but she didn't check to see if it was your car? Is that what
no,
you're saying?
No, not at all. It could have been anyone's car. And she just went ahead and unlocked the door right there. And
you didn't give the dispatcher any information, personal information, or anything like that?
I gave her my, like, address, but that all that was saying was that, you know, I'm liable for any damage. That the police department is not.
If he knew whose address it was, he could have still stolen the car. He could say, This is Manwich I'm calling from, and, you know, they could check that it's, in fact, Manwich's house, and
right.
It's Manwich's
exactly.
car.
You didn't look for a driver's license or anything.
Wow. So what you're telling me, let's see if I understand this right, you're telling me that if I was to just go up to someone's house when they weren't home with their car in their driveway, at least in the area of Iowa where you're calling from, I could call the police and say I locked my keys in the car and have them come and break into the car for me as long as I sign a waiver?
Exactly.
Did she wait to see if you actually retrieved the keys?
Yes, she did.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
Yeah, but I was stunned.
Did you say anything to her?
I didn't. I was honestly speechless. I was just like...
So you have one of these cars where you can pull a lever and open the trunk?
It's an older one. It's like a, you know, you just turn the key and the trunk pops open.
Well, here's what I don't understand.
Did
you lock the keys in the trunk, right?
I locked the keys in the trunk, but she unlocked my door so I could, I pulled the lever. And
okay,
pulled.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
There.
Brett, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I thought for a moment there it was going to be one of those stories where you call the cops and they get suspicious about you for something.
Yeah.
You know, where you call the cops to actually have them help you out and they decide they want to arrest you for something. Well, that's what happened to a guy who actually rescued two people from a burning vehicle. He ended up leaving the scene in handcuffs. We'll explain what happened on the way. This is your show. Hour number two is coming up. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.